cap or what?
Man, it's not. Well, it's good for the cap or you need it, so far as that goes. Now, when you mention maize, of course they talk about some of this Egyptian maize. Now that's kind of different type of corn. That stuff comes up in clusters. It'll come up on one stalk and there'll be a whole bunch of clusters at the top. It's not exactly it's not the kind of corn that you think about. Not the kind that makes big ears. It's more for cow feeding. Or chicken feeding either, for that matter.
One other thing I meant to ask you when you were talking about corn shredders.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of building or storing grain called a granary?
Well, I've heard the term granary. I don't know that anybody referring to place of being around there. I mean, I reckon it could be.
What would you call a farm around here that was where a farmer just raised cattle for milk and butter, things like that?
I should find out there.
Do you have those around here?
Not too much. Used to. But most of the dairy is somewhere else now. Tell you the truth, I don't know where we get our milk really. But those dairymen operate on a big scale basis. Now they'll raise some hundred cows. 50 to 100 or more cows, and they milk them by machinery. They feed them and milk them. They kind of cut the corners and they mass produce milk, you might say. But around here now, we used to have dairy, but we haven't had it. I don't think there's dairy around Coast County now.
So you know, used to, before people had refrigeration, what did they do with perishables like milk and butter?
If they're lucky, they have some cool water nearby. Back on the farm, they'd have a kind of a spring house. I don't know whether they had a spring there or not. But there'd be water there, they'd put the milk in a crock. Crock would be sitting in water and keep it cool. That wasn't too dangerous. Milk might be fresh the next morning, but after that might have gotten sour. It wasn't too good.
Have you ever heard of people lowering their milk and butter down the well? Try getting cool that way?
I don't want them on that way. I don't know. I never heard of them doing milk that way. I reckon it's good. We used to put watermelons in the sack. Put them down in the well. I reckon they do fucking milk too. However, it looks to me like you get the water and the milk through the net. If you don't have a good tight top on that, and you mix it up.
What kind of sack would that be? Talking about cloth sack or
no sack?